Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
But right now, Nephew's here. Yeah. Nephew's here with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neph?
It's 2020, Shirley. Here it is. Love deposit. Love deposit. Love deposit.
What is
Let's
that?
Let's go, Kendall.
Hello?
Oh, I'm trying to reach Tiffany.
This is Tiffany. Who's calling?
This is Karan. How you doing?
Hey, I don't know.
I know we've been going back and forth on the site talking, yeah. And we haven't, you know, really talked yet. So,
It's okay. I just wasn't expecting a call, but yeah, it's good to hear from you. It's good to hear from you, though.
You know, I mean, we've been talking for
a long time.
Well, texting and on the site for at least 5 weeks now.
Yeah, it's been really. I'm glad you called. For real, seriously. Like, and I love your voice. So I'm excited. Hey, what's up?
You got anything going on this weekend?
I don't think so. I just have to, like, you know, go grocery shopping or whatever. But like, other than that, I'm pretty open. What's up?
I was thinking maybe we get together, get a drink or two, just, you know, kind of hang out
a little bit,
feel each other out. If you're feeling that, you know, I don't want to.
Yeah, that's cool. We can get together. I'm interested, you know. Like, I'm happy you called, and I would love to see you this weekend. You got a place in mind? Like,
I was thinking about letting you pick something because, you know, I'd rather go somewhere where you're comfortable, an atmosphere that you're used to. I think that would be the best thing to do.
Okay. Well, let me look. Let me find out. I'll direct you on that. But, yeah, I'm down for sure.
Just want to hang out a little bit.
Me too.
Cool, yeah. Cool.
I'm excited.
Good. What's good for you? You know, if you want to do something Friday or Saturday, it's up to you.
Yeah, let's do Saturday to give me, you know, some time to, like, you know, get myself together.
Okay.
6 or 7.
Text me, you know, the location or whatever, wherever you want me to meet.
Okay, cool.
You know, I'll be there.
Okay, cool.
Hey,
okay, cool.
Thing,
I can't wait
though.
To see you.
One more thing. Okay, let's do this first. Tell me this. What are we wearing? So I don't want to be overdressed or underdressed.
I don't really trip on that. First day could be chill. Like, I'm not, you know, we don't have to do like a $500 dinner or nothing like that. You don't need on a tux. Gotcha. This ain't the Rock Nation brunch, you know?
All right. But if you don't mind, if I could get you to do something for me, could I give you my Cash App?
For what?
Well, what I want to do is, you know, sometimes these things actually go wrong. You know, I don't see it going wrong with me and you because we've had, you know, the way we've been chit-chatting and going back and forth on the site, things have been really, really well. You know, but, you know, I would like to get, you know, like a love deposit of $250. That way, if this go wrong, at least I haven't wasted my time. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. I'm just processing what just happened. You said you want me to get your Cash App and send you a love deposit of $200 and something?
$250. Like, you know, that way if this don't go right, you know, then at least I haven't, you know, it's like a love deposit. You know, if it goes right, you know, then I give it back to you. If it don't go right, you know, at least I haven't wasted my time. You see what I'm saying?
Karan, are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
Okay. This is super weird, and this is weird, and I don't even really know what to say, like, other than you could probably lose my number. Like, you a weak dude. Like, don't call me. Like, you're corny. I'm not interested. You're a bum. Like, I'm straight. Like, I don't know what else to say.
Okay, hold on. I wasn't all that.
No, I wasn't all that.
We've been talking for 5 weeks. Everything's been good.
But you're weak, though. You trying to ask me for a Cash App, for real? A love deposit? How corny are you? Are you serious? Seriously?
Listen, Tiff, on the real, if you believe in yourself, then you deposit back. You know what I'm
if
saying?
If I believe in myself, get your fool ass out of here. You have lost your in mind, okay? Would you please, like, gather your thoughts? Because I don't know who you think you're talking to, for real. You know what I'm saying? So I need you to do two things. Lose my f***ing number and don't look for me. For real, straight up. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, this is stupid. You ignorant. For real, straight up.
Okay. Show me where I'm wrong. Up. If you believe in yourself, though.
If I believe in myself, ass dude, what you mean if I believe in myself? If you believe in yourself, your ass will move around, get off the phone, and stop wasting my time. For real. I'm about to hang up right now. For real.
Okay, before you hang up, though. Okay, you could go your way, I can go mine. You don't want to cash out me the $250. Cool. Got
I ain't
that.
I'm going to cash out the $250. Punk ass, dude.
Okay, cool. Hey, it is. Is this your loss, though, Tiff? This your loss.
You got to be out of your rabbit ass mind. Ain't no losses here. Okay. But this is
okay.
A lesson.
Okay. You know what? I knew this was going to happen. You know, when a brother try to be real, this is what happened.
Hey, you might as well, turn around, go the other direction. Lock yourself up, seriously. You want to talk about black men and brotherhood? Like, it's a wrap for you. We don't need you out here. You're useless. Straight up. Like, don't call me. Destroy yourself. For real. I'm done with it. Goodbye.
Okay. Can I tell you something else before you leave real quick?
What?
I just want to let you know that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your sister, Lachey, Lachey got me to prank phone call you.
This is crazy.
Your sister, Lachey, said you got to get my sister. She been on the line. She been on this dating site talking to this guy.
Where is she at? This is stupid.
We got you, baby. We got you good.
Yeah, y'all did. This is crazy. I'm going to get her. This is crazy.
I tell you what.
I'm glad you're not real.
Tell me this. It's 2020, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Love deposit, y'all. You know, just.
Come on.
I mean, if it don't go right.
Too much.
How did you think, though, Tommy? I'm going to ask this girl to cash at me
$250. No.
Yeah, I'm going to get. Dog, man, this woman had to be going, what?
Right. It's not normal. She
cash at me $250.
But you did ask her nicely.
Very nice. It's a love deposit. You know? If this work out, you get your deposit back. Now, if it don't
cash
work out.
To a man she's never seen.
Right. Get right.
Don't you, I don't feel like I should be taking these type of risks and wasting my time. You understand?
Yeah, man. This
why
to
am
you,
I
yeah.
wasting my time? Give me at least $250 for my time. Because I don't. What?
Yeah. I got to tell you, though, Tommy, in a... twisted way, it is very brilliant.
No. Oh, it's creative as hell. Oh, ain't no doubt about it.
Real twisted.
No.
All right, thank you, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.